When sex offenders get released from prison in Washington state, they begin community supervision. In July, it was revealed that some sex offenders had their supervision time shaved off because of a paperwork error. Joseph O'Sullivan covers state government for the Seattle Times. His follow-up investigation found that court officials knew about the problem in 2010 and did nothing to fix it. He told me the sentencing error affected people in a specific program, one designed for first-time sex offenders who are considered a low risk to the community.
The idea is instead of a sentence in a prison, offenders in the program will get a little bit of jail time, and then they'll get a suspended sentence, but then they'll mostly get community supervision and treatment time. And that can include check-ins with treatment specialists and corrections officials and electronic monitoring and risk assessments and other things like that designed to help rehabilitate someone and not keep them confined.
So how exactly were some offenders being given less community supervision than what was intended?
So the language on the court form improperly subtracted the length of jail time that people were supposed to get. For example, an offender going through the program who receives a 72-month suspended sentence with 12 months in jail, they should be getting community supervision for 72 months, but with the incorrect court form, sometimes they were only getting it for maybe 60 months.
60 months, 6-0.
Yes.
Do we know how many sex offenders were affected by this mistake?
We don't have a good sense. A review of offenders in the system showed that at least 73 sex offenders had supervision time shaved off of their sentences by the incorrect forms, and another 30 or so had a longer times added. But, of course, it's been a long-running problem, and so people have gone through the system and probably gotten out before this was caught.
So when did the error get fixed?
So the error got fixed in January of this year. It was brought to the attention of court officials that this could be a problem, and court officials quickly moved to fix it.
What did you find out about when officials knew this problem or knew that this problem existed?
The incorrect court forms have been in use since 2008. And the kicker that was in our story today was that some people in the court system found out that this could have been a problem back in 2010. And it was reviewed by a subcommittee that kind of deals with these things, and no action was taken then. And then so 6 more years passed before the issue came up again in January this year.
Joseph, from your reporting on this issue, what do you think is at stake for people living in the community?
What's really at stake is our trust in the justice system. We expect that the court system gives out a sentence for somebody that's been found guilty of a crime or has pled guilty to a crime, and we expect them to serve a certain amount of time. And that's how we kind of deal with punishment and fairness. And we've gotten to a point now with two separate incidents being revealed in the last year where it's hard to get a good sense of whether people are serving the correct amount of time.
So that's the picture from the official point of view. But the other people involved in this situation, of course, are the convicted sex offenders. What does this mean now for them who are currently under supervision?
Well, I mean, so if you're a sex offender going through this program and maybe you thought you had 5 years of community supervision, and now it turns out that you have a whole extra year to serve on top of that, that's probably a shock to you, you know. And, you know, the community supervision, these are going to include visits with treatment specialists and check-in with, you know, corrections officials, and it might include electronic monitoring and risk assessments and, you know, drug and alcohol tests. So they can be kind of restrictive, and so you're planning on getting your life back, and then all of a sudden you find out you have another year to go. In other cases, if the mistake went the other way, you know, maybe you did that for 6 years, but it turned out you were only supposed to do it for 5.5 years, and so this kept you on longer than you should have been.
Joseph O'Sullivan covers state government for the Seattle Times. This isn't the first sentencing error to crop up recently. In December, we learned that a software glitch led to the early release of nearly 3,000 felons over a 13-year period. Again, in that case, officials knew about the problem but did not fix the error.